Hello everyone, I am Piyu Roy from ACS 1 Kalpakkam. Children, today we are going to discuss a very interesting chapter, Fun with Magnets. Let us check what is there in this chapter. We have divided this chapter into three modules. This module contains magnets. What are magnets? An introduction we will discuss here. Discovery of magnets we will discuss, then types of magnets we will discuss, and types of materials based on magnetic attraction we will discuss. Let us start our chapter with an activity. Children, you can observe in this slide that some junks are there, some waste materials are there, and one crane is there. In this picture, I am going to show you. You have to observe very carefully this one and find out some of your observations. You can note it down in your notebook. Next slide. Magnets. Then what are magnets? We will find it out. Those substances having the property of attracting materials like iron, cobalt, and nickel are called magnets. As in the picture before, you have seen that the crane is having a big magnet which is used for separating the useful materials from the waste, which are having magnetic nature and can be attracted by magnets. In this slide, you can see that some uses of magnets are shown. In our daily life, children, we are using magnets for various purposes. Some examples are shown here, like some toys we are using, in cards like ATM cards and all, ATM we are using there. Our earth itself is acting as a magnet, and the computer or systems, mobiles, remotes, everything, whatever we are using, they are also having some magnets. Now, can you find out few more examples from your daily life? Today, I will tell you a very interesting story about discovery of magnets. There was a shepherd named Magnes who lived in ancient Greece. One day, he was looking after his sheep in the hills. He would take a stick to control his herd. The stick had a small piece of iron attached to one end. All of a sudden, he felt a mysterious force pulling his iron staff from his hand. Even the iron nails on his sandals were being pulled out. To his great surprise, he discovered that it was a huge black rock next to him that was pulling his staff and his nails. Soon, news spreads across the country about the strange rock that had the power to pull things to it. The rocks are given name as magnetite, perhaps after the name of that shepherd. It is said that this is how natural magnets were discovered. Some people believed that magnetite was first discovered at a place called Magnesia. Based on occurrence, magnets can be classified into two categories, artificial magnets and natural magnets. Here is the comparison between artificial magnets versus natural magnets. First of all, we will discuss about artificial magnets. Artificial magnets are magnets made by man by using different techniques. They are stronger as compared to natural magnets. They can be temporary or permanent magnets. They are available in different shapes and sizes. For example, horseshoe magnets, bar magnets, etc. On the other hand, children, we can see few properties of natural magnets. Let us discuss. Natural magnets, as suggested, are found in nature. They are weaker as compared to artificial magnets. Magnets are always permanent magnets. Which one? Natural magnets. They are available in shapes and size as they occur in nature. Examples: magnetite, or it is also called as lodestone. Here I have attached a picture of natural magnets. You can see there it is dark black in color and some pins are attached to this. In your textbook, there is a picture showing some artificial magnets. Try to find out the names of these magnets and few of their uses. In next class, we will discuss about them. Now, let us discuss about materials based on magnetic attraction. There are two categories of materials. We can divide them based on magnetic attraction: magnetic materials and non-magnetic materials. Magnetic materials, all those materials that are attracted by magnets are called as magnetic materials, like iron, nickel and cobalt. Non-magnetic materials are those materials that are not get attracted by magnets are called non-magnetic materials. Examples, few I am giving you. You can try with more, like wood, paper, here silver, gold, or you can try with eraser that you are having, scale you are having, and few more examples you can also add if you will play with magnets. Thank you.